step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This has been another Bitch House production.
Thank you. Peace, everyone. Welcome to After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess. That's right, baby. After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess. We air live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Check us out on the web. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's spelled D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. This has been another Bitch House production. The Angry Divas Radio Show. After Dark with me, the Triple Dark Goddess.
Yeah, baby. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's episode of the Angry Divas Radio Show. That's right, baby. I am your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as Diva Fire. And tonight is Free as Fuck You Friday. And you know what? I ain't play it. And it wouldn't be right if I didn't. Because that's what the hell we do on Friday. So excuse me, Maestro.
Maestro? Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry.
Your ass and on your feet. Ain't no time to beat your meat. It's After Dark with Triple Dark.
That's right, Triple Dark Goddess, right here on the Angry Divas Radio Show. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's episode. It is called The Power of being, and I had to play that song. Come on, it's Friday. It's Friday on the Angry Divas Radio Show. Y'all know that's what we do, and if you don't, you know now. It's your team. Anyhow, so I want to talk a little bit about this power of being, and I was thinking about what direction I wanted to hit this at. If you're listening online, we got about 90 seconds left live time before we go into overtime. So call in, baby, 347-826-9930. And I might open call lines tonight. I don't know. Y'all was crazy. No, I'm not opening call lines tonight. So you just listen to us. Everybody who's going to be checking us out in the archive, I see you, baby. Thank you for checking us out and listening, sharing the link. Don't forget, we have been on iTunes since we started. Thank you. And, of course, as always, this show is sponsored by the Bitch House Sisterhood, where we get it done. Yes. Okay. So, perfect example on the power of being. This is the second part of our three-part series on redefining the feminine. We talked quite a bit last night about that. And tonight, we are talking about being. So, last night, after I finished the show, you know, husband comes home, and, you know, my neighbors are outside, and it's a pretty nice evening, you know, the wind is blowing and stuff, and the mosquitoes is out biting. So I had these cute little torches that I bought at AC Moore, and we went and got the little fluid and stuff, so we filled the damn thing up and lit it, and everybody's outside, and it's all cute. You know, my neighbor is talking about how she's biting everybody's style to make her whole thing better. She said, I bit your life. I was like, you can't really say you bit them if I told you where they were. Because if I didn't want you to know, you would have had a ghost pain or something else that didn't quite look like mine. It's been more than I spent for what I got. If I didn't want you to know, honey, you would have had to go hunt for them and help if you find them. But she went and got the little lights and stuff, and I was talking to her about the torches. So anyhow, we're all sitting out there. And my neighbor's girlfriend, right, so there's the lady who owns the building, and she rents the place out to a couple of folk, and one of the people is a guy. And this girlfriend comes through, and I like her. She's cool as hell. We can't call her Lil' Big. I like Lil' Big. She's funny, you know? She's a cool person. She's real funny. But I just noticed such a typical thing with us black women, you know? She's talking about, you know, how she runs two households. Because she's running her boyfriend's household with his two sons and her own household with her two daughters. And, you know, she's talking about people like big her up and, you know, we see you on the bus getting it, da-da-da-da-da. And the whole time she's talking, right? And see, I didn't even realize this was happening. We came in the house and my husband pointed this out to me. But I was just sitting there looking at my ring. Looking at my rings and thinking about the joy of the garden, the joy of the evening, the peace that I have. I was thinking about the blessedness of, you know, breaking bread and having a good fit with my neighbors and stuff. But she was boasting on and proud of struggle. And I did note that we are encouraged culturally. All women are encouraged to be workhorses. And the more you do, like, I'm a mom, and I run my own business, and I have this, and, you know, the more you do, the higher the accolade. And the shame of it is, while I get it, and I value it, I think we're forsaking the sacredness of just being. Not being someone's mom or being the CEO or CFO or whatever it is, head bitch in charge of whoever's realm you in charge of. But just being in any given moment, you just relax and chill. You know, this afternoon I had a conversation with one of my mentorship clients, and, you know, we were talking about this a little bit. We were talking about meditation, and I gave her a challenge, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it with you. And so, you know, we're on this zodiac journey and the mentorship, and I'm really proud of the steps that she's making, and I'm really proud of the energy it takes to even say, hey, you know what, I know that I'm going to have to fit in my schedule, like I'm going to have to pencil me in into my day so that I can get grounded,
so I can get focused, so I'm not always so drained and tired all the time. So tired is not my middle damn name. I'm proud of the women who are, you know, headed that way into that space of being. And it saddens me to see these other sisters who are not. You know, I got another message, another sister. She said to me, you know what, and I was praying on this. We hung up yesterday from a conversation last night. And, you know, when we hung up, I went into prayer, and I knew what she needed to do. And I was like, y'all, I don't want to tell her nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to think I'm beating up on her. I'm really getting tired of these chicks thinking I'm beating up on them. Like, I really give a fuck that much to be just beating up on people just because, like, I don't know what the hell they think I get out of it. But I'm getting real sick of that. So what do I say? I don't want to say nothing. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say it here to y'all. And you carry it to her so she has a realization of her own without me having to say anything from my mouth to her ear. Well, I woke up to a text message saying exactly the thing I knew she needed: to rest, to focus on her healing, to allow herself to grieve and to go through whatever her process is. And I'm proud of her. She was even listening last night, listening to me. I called y'all Facebook crack addicts. Yes, I did. I told you crack addicts to deactivate your pages, and she told me she was gonna, you know. And I'm so proud of y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. All of you, in all your many different ways, prioritizing yourself, putting yourself forward, figuring that out, figuring out what it is you need so you can get back to being, really back to basics. It's so unfortunate. Our mothers, they work so hard to teach us how to be something, be this, be a lady, be this, be that, be the other thing, be polite, be powerful, be strong, be independent, be this, be that, be the other thing, not just be. Not just sitting still and being. Not even trying to force your journey to be something. Just walking the road. Even still in your feminine, in your grief, and your sadness, in your pain, in your confusion, in your fear, still finding a way to be and be true to yourself. That's where it's at. That's what I'm working on with the sisters in our mentorship in these classes. That's where it's at, how to be. We've learned how to be angry. We've learned we have a right to it. I've done defensive work. I am the reason that every woman on the planet knows she's all right with being angry. Every article that's being written about the power of anger is because of me, and I know that. So now I want us to get past just that. Now that everybody's biting off of what I already said to be true, and now everybody won't come and say, Diva, did you see that article? I didn't need the article. I am the oracle. The oracle is the one who wrote the article. Y'all forgot the Matrix. Y'all thought it was just the chick making cookies, but she was also Smith and Neo and the architect. Thank you very much. I'm Triple Dark Goddess. This has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas Radio Show. Y'all make sure you're in here on Monday. It's part 3 of the show. Make sure that you get signed up for your muse readings, and do not miss this crystal magic, crystal witching 101 class that we got going. Child, for members of my list, check your emails. It's discounted for everybody. Thank you for listening to the show, checking us out. This show is sponsored by the Bitch House Sisterhood. We love y'all. Y'all are amazing. Been rocking with me since the beginning, and I love y'all. The Bitch House is going to Europe. We're going to do a couple of days in Boston while I run them through my old stomping grounds and, you know, take them to some of my favorite gardens and such and see some of the historic landmarks. And I'm going to walk them through downtown Boston area that was first African, free Africans at that, I should let you know. And we're going to take the Black Historic Tour. We're going to show them where the rich people in Black Boston live. And, you know, take them to a couple of other common Boston things. Like, you know, we got to go to Cheers and have a beer. We got to park the car and give the guy a dollar. Anyway, let me get off this damn thing. Y'all have a good weekend, okay? Make sure that you have a great rest of your evening. It's Friday, y'all. You know, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. I've got some sangria mixed up. Yeah, baby. We got some tuna steaks. I don't know if I'm really feeling that, but it's available to me. And let's see. Yeah, I'm not doing anything tonight. I'm not teaching tonight. Put the teachings on hold. We're focusing on healing. So I'm taking it slow because it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy to do this. And I'm choosing to honor it. Who else calling me? That's my bestie. Oh, I am doing things. I'm meeting with her. So I'm hanging up with y'all. And we'll see y'all next time, baby. Oh, baby.
What's up, motherfuckers? I need to know it's B.A. up in this bitch. New York, St. Louis, Chicago, Philly, L.A., Atlanta. I'm digging that. But how about the ladies that got a hair full of fake weave or braids? Holla at the people. Oh, come on. Oh, baby, let me fix my weave. Touch me up and let me fix my weave. You can pick me up about the corner of the street. Before we walk in the club, I gotta fix my weave. On macaroni. He came real tight, making me so horny. Found enough for us to fucking be his baby mommy. He really don't know me, so I'm moving slowly. Brush up and let him hold me, let me spit some bologna. Baby, you could call me if you go down on me, but you got the back up off me wearing cubic zirconia.
Hold on,
baby, let me fix my weave. I got a hair out of place and use a fake ID. Pepper lip, you fool, it ooh wee. You bust mean, you gotta spend more G's. I call him Mr. Young One.
Come on.
Mr. Young One had a big ding dong, balls the size of ping pong. I had him soup like wonton.
Yeah.
I put the beat on and on my ass he skied on. I put the heat on Young Gun, fresh meaty season. Yes, we used to creep down the beach. He was insane like Rick James and what am I, his super freak. I told him, give me cash to fix my weave. And I don't want no excuses about your baby mommy. But shots for money don't fix my weave. Hey, you know, nigga, please me no fuck for free.
Come on.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.